This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming. He represents his state's 4th congressional district. He has also recently visited Guantanamo Bay and the prison facility there. We want to get his thoughts on that, as well as on the Obama administration's decision to essentially reverse much of its existing policy on that facility. Of course, right after being inaugurated, the president said he wanted it shut down within a year, was planning to move some of the detainees to American soil, wanted to use the civilian courts rather than military tribunals. Now it appears that, for the most part, President Obama is reverting back to the Bush administration policy. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great, Greg. Thank you for having me aboard.
I don't know if your trip to Guantanamo this week was coincidental or not, but well, what do you make, first of all, of the decision of this administration to pretty much go back to the way the policy was?
Well, the chairman of our committee, House Armed Services, Buck McKeon, has actually encouraged us to go down to Gitmo, and indeed the first group went this past Monday, and I led the CODEL there. And in fact, while we were there, the president released his executive order, which was to do just as you say, to reverse himself, President Obama himself, in terms of not having military commissions and trying to move detainees to the continental U.S. and also to close Gitmo. In fact, as a result of that executive order, he's going to move forward with, I believe it's 3 U.S. coal bomber detainees who are up for trial. He's going to move forward with those. And still leave open the question about KMS and others related to the 9/11 attack, but we expect that the reality is going to dictate that everything really needs to be done down there in Gitmo for many different reasons.
Let's talk about, first of all, what you saw there. What were you expecting? What did you want to see to determine what kind of facility this was?
Well, it's actually several camps. That in each camp is a type of detainee center, beginning with the first detainee center that was kind of thrown up almost overnight as soon as the Afghani battle or war, if you will, the operation in Afghanistan occurred. And since it appeared that this thing was going to go on for some time, there have been more permanent-like facilities generated, which are actually modeled after modern units in the United States. So in going in them, they look very familiar to someone who's been in up-to-date, newly constructed prisons in the U.S., whether you've seen them directly or through film or video. And you have everything from minimum security, where they have a lot of freedom. They can cook their own food to go out and play soccer, all the way to max or supermax, where you would find the worst of killers, the worst of criminals that we see here in the U.S.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman John Fleming. And Congressman, you know, the rap on Guantanamo going well back into the Bush administration was that it was a human rights violation, which doesn't sound like you saw much evidence of that. The other thing, of course, that was even echoed many, many times by the current president until he reversed course very recently, was that it was not true to our constitutional underpinnings of finally getting access to the courts, and he was obviously not a big fan of military tribunals. Talk about those issues real briefly, if you can, and why you are or are not concerned about them.
Well, sure. I really think that America was sensitized to some of the things that we saw with Abu Ghraib, and somehow that spilled over into Gitmo. But the reality is that the kind of things that occurred at Abu Ghraib there in Iraq did not occur in Gitmo, and certainly have not occurred there since that time. And conditions have been excellent. They're very well fed. I'm a physician. I saw some of the detainees not up close, but it was pretty obvious through monitors and through some indirect ways of seeing them that they were in good health. They were very well taken care of physically. The facilities are clean. They get plenty of opportunity to be outside and to exercise. So I saw no evidence of certainly any abuse. In fact, International Red Cross was there, as happenstance would have it, the very day we were there. They were questioning these, and of course, Red Cross has said that everything is above board there. So I would say they're actually treated as well, if not better, than typical prisoners in the U.S.
One of the things we've heard since the president's decision earlier in the week is that there's some legislation being discussed to put more heft to what the president wants to do here, have a more concrete policy. I know the chairman of your committee, who you mentioned, Congressman McKeon, has been pushing this. So can you describe that a little more?
Yes, I'm a co-signer to his legislation, and it actually deals, there's several things in the executive order that we really want to address. In the executive order, the president added a whole nother layer of litigation, so-called administrative reviews. We want to remove that because there's already a writ of habeas corpus available to them. Also, we want to make sure that they remain in military custody and they don't somehow come under the civilian courts. And we have transfer restrictions, which means that they can't be brought into the continental U.S. because then it puts them again into our civilian courts. We also want to have national security protocols. We don't want the information that we extract to somehow make its way into WikiLeaks or something like that, which could obviously hurt our security. The affirmation of authorization for the use of military force, which means that we further establish that, hey, these wars that we've been fighting in Afghanistan and even Iraq, they continue today. So if we have any future prisoners, that we can still place them at Gitmo, a prohibition on family visits, and certainly no funding for any construction of prisoner facilities in the U.S. So we're really blocking it in two ways. One is no transfer, and the other is no location for them to go to. So there's many aspects of this legislation which takes the executive order and in some way improves it or affects it. In other ways, it actually blocks some of the, I think, poorly thought out things that are in the executive order.
And, Congressman, do you expect that that'll pass?
It'll pass the House, no problem. There's a question, obviously, what's going to happen in the Senate. And naturally, we worry about the president himself. If he fails to sign it, we'll continue to use this as a messaging device to make it transparent to the American people that we need to stay on board and in line with these being unlawful combatants. We need to take it to them and make sure that that justice is served. But on the other hand, there are some that are there that probably were just on the battlefield and never really killed any Americans, and certainly they need justice as well, and I think the president's not serving either one at this point.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, great pleasure to have you with us.
Great, Greg. Always a pleasure, man.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.